Hi guys, welcome back to the Us Weekly Hot Hollywood Podcast. I'm Brody Brown here with Sarah Huron.
Hello, hello.
Travis Cronin.
That's me.
And Gwen Flamberg.
Hey guys.
Oh, hello, Gwen. Well, we are back, ready? There's so much news this week. It was like overwhelming putting this together because we've got View drama unearthed again. We have insane developments in the Jussie Smollett situation.
Insane.
Bieber and Selena. Jelena stuff has come back to the surface.
Jelena is always here for us.
Jelena, thank goodness, is always here for us, unlike some people. Wendy Williams is having one of the worst weeks of her public life.
Oh, for sure.
No one's here for Wendy. So let's dive into it. We need to talk about Jussie Smollett because I was like, let's never talk about Jussie Smollett again because it's just like so up, so down, so depressing. But there's been an insane development. Suddenly, as authorities confirmed, all of the charges against Jussie were dropped. And just to remind everyone...
I mean, come on.
I know, but to remind everyone, January 29th, Jussie had said there was a hate crime perpetrated. Two guys allegedly in MAGA hats attacked him. They had all these homophobic and racist slurs that they were yelling at him and poured an unknown chemical substance on him. After this, things were going up and down. Police said they identified two suspects. Then the police said that Jussie and his manager wouldn't turn over their cell phones. Jussie did a concert in LA. Jussie did an interview with Robin Roberts. The brothers were arrested and released. Then hoax reports came up. Jussie became a suspect. He was back on set. Then he was removed from two episodes of the season. Then the brothers apologized for their role on stage in the attack. And then Jussie was indicted March 7th. This is the most recent development.
And now he's free.
Now he's free. And his record is expunged.
Yeah, for now.
For now.
But is his role in Empire safe? Question mark.
Well,
he's still not in the last two episodes.
That this is the most important part of this story, but I know that was his contract up, which is why he was like allegedly trying to get this pay raise from this scheme originally was the idea.
Allegedly, everyone's contract.
Okay, because it's season six ish. That happens at the end of like season six of like most network shows.
Yeah,
like dramas.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think, and I don't know if they have a friend situation, you know, where, like, the leads all band together. I imagine not, because Taraji's in a league of her own on that show. With Taraji, Cookie, there's no Empire.
Right.
But, yes, I think he's going to be back to his career. I mean, his attorneys released a statement saying Jussie is relieved to have the situation behind him and is very much looking forward to getting back to focusing on his family, friends, and career.
Yeah, he spoke at the press conference and was very calm. They thanked everyone, including the police, for being thorough.
Shocker.
Said that he was truthful throughout the whole investigation, thanked his family and friends, and said he is ready to move on. And it just seems like a really difficult thing to just, you know, move on from, buddy.
Well, but the internet has not moved on. That's for sure.
I have not moved on. I really want to believe him, but the FBI is still saying that the case saying that he sent the original intimidating letter saying that he was going to kill Jussie with lots of bad language in it. That's still not closed. There's a lot of other issues. The chief of the police spoke out against this decision. Furious.
Yeah.
And what it seems like is happening is that the police were releasing a lot of information.
Yeah.
And they shouldn't have maybe been releasing all that information, which caused them to not have real charges to bring against him, nothing that's going to hold up in a trial.
Right.
So while all these are expunged, it doesn't necessarily mean that all of his problems are going away.
Right, because who were the two attackers then? If it's not these two brothers,
it was.
So it was definitely
charges
the brothers.
Charges still up
but
on them.
There are charges still on the brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
And their lawyer just left them. Their lawyer, Gloria something.
Yeah.
Their lawyer just left them because they wouldn't speak out against Jussie, but then sources close to them were telling TMZ that they were upset that Jussie threw them under the bus.
Right.
So that is not a good sign.
So strange.
It's so strange.
I just think it's totally insane, and it's an even worse statement than, like, the original aberration.
Yeah. Mm. I can't believe it. I mean, I feel guilty because I think I jumped to the belief led by the police that Jussie was guilty. And I don't know why I was believing the police and believing public opinion, but I was like, wow, it looks like with this check, they had all this evidence.
But now apparently the check was actually for personal training.
It was for training.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what I think, to be honest.
I think that he lied. I think that he lied. And I think that this is some kind of crazy cover-up because people aren't exonerated out of the blue in 2 seconds flat for no reason with the mayor of Chicago hopping mad. Like, something...
It really did come out of nowhere.
Wicked this way comes,
my friends. An American Crime Story Ryan Murphy special awaits.
Okay, well, I'm, for one, want to apologize to Jussie Smollett. And I didn't really have the words, so I wanted to pick a well-known celebrity apology.
Okay. Tyler Perry.
To speak it for me. Not Tyler Perry.
Tyler Perry, quote, I like just the way.
So, if anyone else wants to apologize, you can pick an apology. Otherwise, Sarah, can you pick an apology for me?
Oh, this is like a blind apology statement.
Okay. And I will read this apology.
It looks like a Notes app apology.
Yes, this is a Notes app apology.
My favorite.
I will read the apology, and whoever gets who it is first, please bring in. Please buzz in.
Okay.
I am extremely proud to be an American, and I've always made it clear that I love my country.
It's all right. Okay. It's
all right.
Travis Crowley.
I mean, that was like, I wish we had buzzers to hit.
As you said, I'm proud to be American. I was like, dang.
You are so good. I should have cut that out, but I just want to bring you back to Ariana Grande.
I would like to hear
this. This is like the most classic, priceless apology from July 8th, 2015. Ariana Grande said, I'm extremely proud to be an American. I've always made it clear that I love my country. What I said in a private moment with my friend Ryan, who was buying the donuts, was taken out of context, and I am sorry for not using more discretion with my choice of words. As an advocate for healthy eating, food is very important to me, and I sometimes get upset by how freely we as Americans eat and consume things without giving any thought to the consequences that it has on our health and society as a whole. The fact the United States has one of the highest child obesity rate in the world frustrates me. We need to do more. This goes on and on. It's two pages of notes, and she's talking about, we need to demand more from the food industry. However, I should know better.
She's like Michelle Obama out there.
And how I express myself with my new responsibility to others as a public figure, I will strive to be better. As for why I cannot be at the MLB show, I have had emergency oral surgery. Yes, you are correct. It is
foot and mouth disease, I think it's called.
That was such a time to be alive when she licked that donut. Yes, and she's come so far. She's like America's sweetheart now.
She's also England's sweetheart. But
She's been through a lot.
That was actually, I really...
Can we guess another one?
Sounds like a letter to the editor from Goop.
Does anyone else, want to take an apology?
I'll apologize.
No one else feels badly for
really.
Leaning into
I feel like I'm in the middle of it.
Same.
Okay, well, then, Travis, you pick the next one and we'll guess it.
Okay.
Well, Gwen and Sarah have to guess it because I know
okay.
this came from.
Okay.
Ooh, this looks like a short one.
I don't even know who this is. There's no answer on here.
Uh-oh.
These designs were not well thought out, and we deeply apologize to anyone who has been upset and or offended, especially to the families of the artists. We are huge fans...
Kendall and Kylie for Tupac.
Oh my God!
That was good.
Yes, that was very good.
Let me read the next sentence because Gwen and I probably would have got it. We are huge fans of their music, and it was not our intentions to disrespect these cultural icons in any way. The T-shirts have been pulled from retail. Good job.
Yes.
This is from June 29th, 2017, after Kendall and Kylie put their initials and faces over Biggie Smalls
and then sold them.
And tried to make money off of them. Yeah.
That was not a good idea.
Yeah, well,
Iconic, though.
I wanted to, you know, Sarah, a couple weeks ago when we were talking about Chloe, when she took to social media and she was talking about the Jordan and Tristan Thompson situation, Sarah made a very concerning comment where she said she thought Chloe was apologizing, so I wanted to go through these celebrity apologies.
Okay. To show what a real celebrity
apology
is. I thought we were hating on me last week. I thought this was like a fresh week.
No, honey, we are. The class is still in session.
Great.
But that's it for apologies. I'll save these other two for another time when I'm sure another celebrity will have to apologize.
Breaking news.
Oh my God. Someone else has to apologize. Wait, let's move on to the return, the welcome return? No. Of Chris Humphries.
Oh my God. Was he ever really gone?
Which is funny, though, because he's announcing he returned to our life to announce his retirement from the NBA, but every single person was like, he's still in the NBA.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and if for some reason you're listening to this podcast and you're wondering who is Chris Humphries, you're probably listening to the wrong podcast.
And you're under 22.
It means a lot to me.
Yeah. Chris was most known for in these circles for his 72-day marriage to Kimberly
in
Kardashian.
In all circles, please.
Poor guy. Poor
all
guy.
Circles.
Sarah, you wrote this piece. Can you tell us what he said in his interview with the Players Tribune?
Yes, he wrote a nice letter on the Players Tribune, which was started by my boyfriend, Derek Jeter.
Obviously.
And
happy for you guys.
Yeah, you know, who needs Hannah? and he wrote this very long piece about his career, and it started off with, you know, he struggled to find himself in the NBA, and then he finally got traded to the Nets, and he was really feeling his b-ball skills, and that's when he met Kim. And he started this whirlwind romance with Kim. They were engaged after 6 months. They got married, obviously got divorced 72 days later. And then he goes into how all of a sudden he became known for being Kim Kardashian's ex and was getting booed and people were coming up to him. And he just always knew that that's why, versus being known as a basketball player. Right. And it took him a really long time to, like, sort of stop feeling like everywhere he went, people were looking at him like he was, quote, that guy, he kept saying. And he said, yes, he would lie and say he was Blake Griffin, which I thought was really funny because Blake Griffin dated Kendall.
They look so similar.
And they look alike.
They
oh my
do.
God, they're so cute.
Yeah.
They
are so cute.
They should date.
I ship it.
Yeah, but like, you guys, you know, poor guy just like kind of fell victim to his name being Chris with a K.
Yeah, but if he was really good at basketball, he would have been okay.
Yes.
I didn't even realize he was a K name.
If his name started with a C, he never would have been welcomed into that. Family with
no, it wouldn't have worked
arms.
As well.
Yeah,
no.
He wasn't famous.
But
enough.
Did you guys believe at the time that was a real marriage?
No. As an avid Keeping Up with the Kardashians and Kourtney and Kim Take New York viewer, okay. Which he was on. That was the season he was on when they lived in New York.
He was
they
the
lived
most
in the Gam Savoy yes. Hotel which, on Park Avenue.
It was a wonderful season of television, by the way. I remember going back, knowing what we know now, it is fascinating. And yeah, I mean, I believed that Kim was excited to have a wedding special, but I also believed she thought she was going to like have kids, and whether it was going to be a long lasting marriage, she
with
was like,
Chris.
Yeah, she was like 30 or a little, like, and she was freaking out that she was too old.
Travis, did you believe it was a real marriage at the time?
I thought it was real-ish. I thought they were in a real relationship, but I thought the season 2 finale was a fake wedding.
Okay.
Murray Burnham, Burnham Murray. What is the name of the
Burnham,
production
Burnham.
Company?
Yeah. Production.
Seeing as they paid for the wedding,
yeah.
I never believed it was real.
Oh, I definitely believed it was real.
Do you know what's
really? I've been in little Fast and Furious relationships like that where I'm like, maybe we...
After Chloe and Lamar had done their little rapid
And you're like, maybe
thing.
We should just like get married and that'll like fix everything.
I also think.
Yeah, but you know, it was just like, it was like too easy. It was like, here's this guy. His name is Chris with a K. He's a basket. He's a professional athlete. Like, it just, I sort of saw that he was going to suffer tremendous humiliation at the hands of the Kardashians very early on.
Well, if you were a true friend.
Well, they
of
hated
Chris,
her.
You
so. I hated him. So.
You could say they hated her. We're like, ooh.
No, they hated him. But one thing I will say about this that I thought was the most interesting is when they did split, Chris was the one who like made this divorce drag on and was trying to get an annulment, was suing her for fraud, like all this stuff. But in this piece, he said their actual relationship was 100% real, and it bothered me that people said it wasn't. I'm like, you're the reason we all thought it wasn't, because you were trying to sue
annulment,
Kim.
Annulment, and an annulment, too.
Yeah.
Like, that's a very, maybe he's, like, Catholic, because that's, like, you don't want the marriage to be recognized.
I think it was probably a money issue.
But he was trying to say, like, he said, his lawyer said, like, he got they thought that she got married, like, for her show, and now he's, like, backtracking that, which I just thought was interesting.
That's
I mean,
insane.
Time passes, but.
Yes, and I mean, unfortunately, people still remember him for this, but I'm glad he addressed it, because that's all everyone wants
Could
to hear.
Could you imagine if he wrote, like, a piece about, like, about a basketball and just, like, didn't acknowledge it? Like, no one would have even noticed.
Or, like, a poem. What if he wrote a poem? About.
That's what you would do.
Listen, if he had written a poem, I would have given him like major snaps. Major.
Agreed.
Yeah, I wish. But no, that's
back to obscurity for Chris Humphries.
That's the last I want to hear about Chris Humphries for a while.
At least 10 years.
Yeah, until he comes back and it's like, I think Kim and I could have had another shot.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If Kim and Kanye ever split,
don't even say it.
Don't even jinx it. Then you know. Then I think he'll come back to the public eye in terms of people talking about him, not him being like, "Hey, I'm over
for
here
like
with studio number
hours.
4." Let's move on because a queen of daytime is leaving, and you spoke. You had an audience with that queen last night, Travis Cronin.
Did I had a hard hitting one on one interview with her,
Kathy Lee Gifford,
and Kathy Lee Gifford.
Travis has trouble pronouncing people's names. It's true.
Just one trouble.
But her last day on the Today Show is April 5th.
Oh,
yeah,
there was a farewell party for her last night, and Travis Cronin was
Tell
there.
Tell us everything
I was on
that happened.
The scene.
On
so
the
my
list.
Favorite thing, I was on the
Plus,
list
behind Plus the velvet rope.
Behind the velvet rope, taking you behind the scenes. happens. What I really liked about the Today Show party was that it started at 4:30 p.m.
And those ladies drink wine starting at 10.
And everyone has to be in bed and up at 4.
That's
The after party starts at 5:30, and like the after party is like dinner with their families. So it's like an over by a cool like 6:30 p.m. It was at the Edition Hotel, the newest hotspot in New York, very lovely or whatever. Andy Cohen was there, all of Al Roker, Savannah Guthrie, Dylan D, as I like to call her. Dylan D, she has alliteration in her name. But I got to speak to Kathy Lee and Hoda. They were doing one-on-ones. Hoda almost cried when she was talking about like
Kathy
Lee.
Those two attached at the hip for how many years?
Yes, and the most interesting fact I think they told me was first of all, that she interviewed like Audrey Hepburn and Paul Newman and like
Kathy
all these.
Lee Gifford?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, she's over 30 years old. Yes. Yeah. Like she's been around and been a hardcore reporter for a long time.
Yes.
She is iconic.
And I was asking her, like, who's your favorite celebrity? And Hoda was like, honestly, people like to see Kathy Lee because Beyonce ran up to her and she's like, you interviewed me when I was like only 14. Aww. It like changed my life.
Wow.
And she's like, Celine Dion was like, I was 15 when you interviewed me. It's so good to see you again. So she has celebrities run up to her. But the most interesting takeaway from my hard hitting interview was that, do you know how they got to start drinking on the show?
How?
Only because I read your interview.
So Chelsea Handler was on the show promoting Are You There, Vodka? It's Me, Chelsea. Mm-hmm. Great book.
Awesome.
And so producers brought her out all these vodka cocktails. So they had those. Mm-hmm. And then Brooke Shields, that was a Friday. Brooke Shields was on that Monday. And she's like, I just saw Chelsea Handler. Where are my cocktails? So the producers went and whipped her up a cocktail.
Oh.
So then they sort of got used to it. And then they were pouring wine in their coffee mug, sort of as like a we're drinking every day thing. And all of the NBC producers and people who worked on had their production meeting during the fourth hour of the Today Show at 10 a.m. So no one actually watched their show.
Oh.
They were like, we were drinking wine. They're like, no one who's our boss watches the show because they're all in the same hour-long meeting
every day. That's really
so
incredible.
Then they just started drinking, and then people started calling them the happy hour because their producers thought that they were joking, but people watching them knew they weren't joking.
Yeah.
So they literally got away with like sort of faking it, sort of not.
Mm-hmm.
And then their ratings were like higher than anyone else's. So they let them do whatever they want, and now they get to get drunk at 10 a.m.
Yeah, because in the beginning you were like, what is this hour of today? It was not that hard. Hard-hitting seriousness, but like fun and lovable.
It was a lot of fun. Yeah. It was super lovable, and I just loved, you know, for them, it's like those women have been up since 5 a.m., so it's like slightly respectable that they're drinking at 10.
It's like their 5 p.m., absolutely.
It's their happy hour.
It's their happy hour, and they were just so great. She was so kind. She was such an icon and just so beautiful to talk to, and they was drinking a lot of red wine, and they had those from the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, those Sweet Greens make-your-own margarita.
Oh, the Bahamas episode.
But yeah, so you got on a spin bike
did
and
you
like
make
blended
a mixed
your
drink
I did make a mixed
How
drink.
How you
I
blend
did.
The
Don't
drink
any details, but what kind of drink did you
bike?
Make?
Okay, so I just
this is
I was
my
not
kind
in a boozy
exercise,
mood.
Exercise, you guys.
I was not in a boozy mood because it was literally like it was like 4:45 p.m. and I was like going to dinner. So I did like a virgin one with like strawberries and raspberries and like a fruit smoothie. It was a Sweet Greens bike, so I was feeling very like health inclined. It's Sweet
Greens. Sweet Greens, the restaurant?
Yes, our favorite restaurant.
Wait, should we go there and get a margarita with our trough of salad?
If you
want to
wait in a 3-hour line, you probably can.
Is there a 3-hour line?
Oh, Sweet Green is like always insane. It's out the door.
It is.
Well, can we get a bike for the office, though?
I think we should.
I will request a bike from the office. I'll put
it
in the thermometer. We'll see what I can do.
Yes, it would make a great video.
But it was so fun. So you get on the bike and you pedal, and then it blends up your drink, and you can keep pedaling to get it like the maximum of frothy smoothiness.
Yeah, but how about, like, we could do a whole video with cocktail recipes calibrated by a celebrity personal trainer with how much you'd have to blend it to burn off
three hours.
Oh my God.
I mean, a lot.
But you don't actually want to, like,
Cronin
drink while
is
you're
not
working out. It's very hard. I had a glass of wine before the treadmill last night. I thought I was going to, like, have
No, what I think you should do is you should pedal, burn the calories,
and then get the
and
drink.
Then drink it back.
Yeah.
But SoulCycle or what boasts, like, 800 calories an hour at their top?
If you're doing it the right way.
800. And each cocktail is what? Maybe 700
or something? All right,
I like to just drink, everyone. I don't need to work out.
Okay, so the party was...
The party was amazing. It was so fun. Everyone got trashed by, like, 5:30 p.m. and was, like, out the door
by,
like,
6:15. No Matt Lauer, no Megyn Kelly in attendance.
I can absolutely confirm that Matt Lauer and Megyn Kelly, but you know, they're ghosts and indiscretions haunted the walls. It was clear that their presence was felt all throughout the party. Travis Cronin speculated.
Oh, no. Thank you for the speculation.
There was no special VIP room with a button shut locking door.
Well, no. Speaking of someone who needs a VIP room for their hot new hookup,
for vibrators.
Paris Hilton, 4 months after she ended her engagement to Chris Zilka, who is, honestly, have you seen The Leftovers? He's so hot.
He's really hot.
He's so hot. What did he see in her? He must not be cool, you guys.
What did he see in her?
I don't know.
Like the international star, Paris Hilton, renowned DJ, and perfumer, and songstress, too.
Oh, absolutely songstress. She has like 17 perfumes.
But she's now hooking up, a source told us, with Jack Whitehall.
Who is this man?
And I'm sure everyone is wondering who the hell is Jack Whitehall.
Not to be confused with Jack White, who is a little pale for
that. That would be a really exciting coupling. But this is Jack Whitehall, who is a British comedian and TV presenter.
Good.
He dated Gemma Chan from 2011 to December 2017.
Okay, so he has taste.
Yeah, I mean, she's like gorgeous, beauty, Crazy Rich Asian star, Gemma Chan. And he's playing Disney's first major gay character in Jungle Cruise. What?
What's Jungle Cruise?
What about
the Disney movie? They're making the ride
Jungle
come
Book?
To life as a movie.
Oh,
yeah.
Jungle Cruise.
Oh, fine. You're going to want to go.
Well, like, let's
what
go.
Yeah. How are they going to make... Like,
where, who plays Mowgli? Yeah,
how are they going to make like, a Disney character that's gay? I don't know. He's gonna have, like,
I don't know. They already had
like,
the clock from Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, my God, that was great.
He was closeted. He was closeted.
Not at the end.
It was implied.
No, that's all right.
Don't you think a lot of them princes are closeted? That's why they're so, like, uptight.
Pretty.
Well groomed.
I used to think I was going to marry Prince Philip from Sleeping Beauty.
Really?
Yeah, he was my fave.
Really?
I know, underrated. Anyway.
The closeted mention, I want to segue. You know, March 23rd was the 20th anniversary of Livin' La Vida Loca.
Really?
Yes.
No.
Yeah, 23 years.
Back then, Ricky Martin did it over town.
You guys.
As old as I.
It was Ricky Martin's first number one song in the Billboard Hot 100 chart. It was a song that glorified suicide.
Did it?
No, well, like a bullet to your brain.
Oh.
Exoticized addiction, which the lyric, she's got a new addiction for every day and night, and casually addressed date rape. She took my heart, she took my money, she must have slept me a sleeping pill.
Ooh.
Who knew at the
what
time?
A time?
We were so like innocent
well
in 1999.
Well before hashtag me too.
Yes, I mean, clearly
but
it was.
But it was really a cultural... That was like Livin' La Vida
explosion.
Loca.
I mean, people were like using Livin' La Vida Loca to refer to everything. And remember, we were all
were
like,
they? Tell me. I was 1 year old.
Oh, all right,
my
whatever.
God. You were living La Vida Loca while you were not.
Yeah,
I'm not mad
your
at it.
Your parents were living La Vida Loca 9 months, a year and 9 months before that. But remember, like, at the time, we were like, is Ricky gay? And in August 1999, Rolling Stone cover story, he said, this is show business. It's a lot of fantasy. You can fantasize whatever you want to be. You can fantasize however you want to. Go for it. Be free about it. I'm not too concerned with what people say about me. You can think whatever you want. I know what I am, my beliefs, what I like and don't like. As I just said, I have the need someday to have a family, and that's something I'm going to go for. The people I care about know me. I'm happy. And then he talked about a past girlfriend named Rebecca.
But, oh,
I mean, that's like, who hasn't talked about
it? I had a Rebecca.
Wait, was it 23 years or 20th anniversary?
23.
Wow.
No, it's
I thought
it's,
you said
20.
Okay, so I was 4.
You were
around.
And Shake Your Bon Bon video came out, and we're all like, sweetie.
Also,
sweetie,
she bangs, she bangs.
She
I was like,
bangs.
Sweetie. No, I mean,
well, by she, he meant.
He meant, like, Travis Cronin.
Well, now
like,
he has a fam.
So, yeah, and March, it took till March 2010 for him to come out via his website.
Oh,
it 2 years after he welcomed those twins.
But he did.
He did.
You know, it's like eventually he did.
And he's still really famous in Latin America.
And he's still... So
hot.
Flippin'
yeah,
hot.
He's really,
he and his
really
husband
hot.
Are so
the
hot.
Whole,
I like all like, the husbands.
Versace.
All two of them,
oh
they're great.
Oh my God, I'd say it's incredible.
Press tour was amazing.
Well, yeah, that's...
A little too tanned, but
that's
still
nice.
Hot.
Oh, so... Yeah, no, it's just the closeted clock got me thinking about the closeted international star Ricky Martin. But let's move on
to
someone who's having a really messy week. Wendy Williams. Travis, what's going on with our...
I'm
my
so
God,
sad
Brody.
For Wendy.
Wendy, I'm so sad, too. Well, let's start it just this week, because we can't go back any further.
No, when she was like off the air.
Right.
Or when
really
she was
explained.
In that costume, like passing out.
Well, yeah, not when, not back to the Lady Liberty costume and she passed it on TV for Halloween. Not back
I
to
mean,
the.
It was hot in there, Sarah.
It was not back to the disappearance that she didn't really explain and she kept not showing up for her return dates. So,
right.
Travis, what is going on this week?
All right, well, let's just give you the abridged version. Mm-hmm. So, Wendy Williams's husband allegedly had a mistress.
Mm-hmm.
The Daily Mail reported they were clearly following them around. They have paparazzi pictures. daughters. They live at two towns over in New Jersey. She has a house.
His mail was like in the mailbox, her allegedly. Name is,
yes, his mail was in the mailbox.
He was getting mail to her home?
Allegedly. Yes.
Oh, I didn't
her
hear that.
Her name is Sharina Hudson.
Yes, that's how you Sharina do it with
Hudson. Sharina Hudson. And she recently gave birth to allegedly their child.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, but the allegedly is really on faulty ground here because Charlemagne the God used to be Wendy's co-host for years. I used to listen on the radio growing up. Always, they were my favorite duo, and they had a huge falling out, and no one knew why. So Charlemagne said on YouTube 2 days ago that Charlemagne knew Sharina and actually introduced Sharina to Kevin Hunter.
Ooh,
like, yes. And that's why he and Wendy stopped speaking.
Yeah.
So that sort of connected a lot of the dots, and now Wendy was, of course, you know, let's say in Florida with her friends, getting the much-needed help she did.
Yes.
And she came back, and she checked herself into a sober house. She had a sober companion. But 2 nights ago on... The baby was welcomed on Monday.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Well, she had a kid. Yeah, we just don't know who the father is.
This baby is real.
The baby was born.
It's not an alleged
but
baby.
It's allegedly Kevin Hunter's, and the baby was born in Philadelphia, which is, like, not on
allegedly
their doorstep.
Allegedly to keep the press from finding out that she has
well,
this child.
Well, allegedly didn't they need work. Some more love.
Yeah, allegedly it did not work at all. Page Six was all over that.
But you guys, not allegedly, the saddest thing that can happen to you is if your man... has a baby with somebody else. Mm-hmm. Like, an affair, all right, whatever, it happens. But, like, to actually, like, have a baby who's going to be in the picture and a big priority for him, really, forever...
And her son's half-sister.
Oh, she talked really about sad. This. Wendy talked about this in a book she, like, self-published.
It's
it was
really
like a Kindle
sad.
Book. And she
was,
also,
like, seven
she
books.
She talked about miscarriages, too. I believe she had
She had two miscarriages.
And weren't they baby
and
girls?
They were baby girls.
Yeah.
So
it's just, like,
for him
so painful.
To have had a baby girl with this other woman is, like... Listen, I feel for Wendy. I really
Me
do.
Me too. Yeah. And so she
and
also felt for herself. And she, you know, photographers caught her breaking out of her sober home
allegedly.
In Long Island. Allegedly. This is, it's this I guess, really it's still allegedly.
Yeah.
I mean, we can confirm. She, you know, left her sober house in Long Island City, Queens, drove back to New Jersey, stopped at a liquor store on the way.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. You know, this is just alleged for the whole blanket statement.
Okay,
lawyers.
Okay.
So she went back to New Jersey to the house, and then she was, again, allegedly, admitted into the hospital for treatment for alcohol, getting IV fluids, and then was back on set the next day.
Looking like a queen.
So has she been
wearing
filming
her
all
ring
week?
That mm-hmm. has, her wedding ring that, listen, when she came back and she's like trying to address problems, she was like, I'm still wearing this ring. Then she wasn't wearing the ring. And now she's wearing the ring on the show. Here's my thing. You guys have a lot of sympathy for Wendy, and I have sympathy for anyone who is battling addiction.
Right.
But she is someone who's made a business in a lifetime in bringing up other people's dirty like laundry, airing it out, and going
in
really hard. And actually, often being very mean.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't have a big library of sympathy for her. It's very shallow. It only extends to her dealing with this addiction issue in public and not being super straightforward with it. She's been straightforward in the past. But this whole messiness about her personal life, I say Daily Mail and Page Six, like, congratulations, have at it. These people who are getting to the bottom of it, like, if this is true, this, I mean, not to say it's just desserts, but Wendy has, you know, this has been what she's done her whole life. And for her not to be honest with her fans, to be only partially honest, feels false to me.
And it's confusing because, I mean, she's the victim in all of this, so why wouldn't she kind of want to, like, she could take back the narrative and have all the support of these very dedicated fans. Like, why isn't she? There's so much
there's
that
a
I don't,
lot to this
I
marriage.
I feel like there's so much we don't know
we,
about.
We've read a lot about this marriage and how it may not be the best thing for Wendy.
She might be a little
nervous. Yeah, I think it's definitely could be difficult for her.
And it's also really strange. I was talking about somewhere yesterday. Not only does she go so hard on celebrities with their personal problems and really drudge up stuff, sometimes really crossing the line with people, but she also does, like, ask Wendy for a lot of her show. So she, like, gives out life advice to everyone. So not only is she, like, spilling the celebrity secrets, but she's also giving life advice. And it's like, girl, why are we not? It makes the elephant in the room.
You need some advice from us, mama.
Bigger.
Like, stop and dishing it out and start listening.
But I hope she gets treatment and
gets out of that situation.
Well, that's what she has to do.
They're going on break next week, so she'll have a week.
This is a break that was planned for a while.
But it's just so sad. You have a kid with somebody, and, you know, like, it's just really sad. But she, yes. I mean, yeah.
But he's her manager too, so it's like all. Oh,
so he's like
up.
Not only her manager; it's like sort of a Sonny and Cher thing, yeah. Where he owns Cher Inc., he owns Wendy Inc.
Yeah, it's really messy. Sucks. So she's like trapped. Mm-hmm. Allegedly, Sarah, allegedly. Be careful. Allegedly.
My name is not Sarah Harris.
Wait, let's move on to another troubled union. Justin.
Okay, allegedly.
Allegedly. Well, listen. She said marriage is very, very hard in her Vogue cover story, but Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin. Justin took to social media to defend Hailey. Like, I was not really aware that the trolls were going after Hailey, but I'm not surprised because, as you know, people have always wanted to see Justin and Selena Gomez, poor girl, get back together. And Justin posted this on his Insta story saying, "Stop sending Hailey and I these messages." He needs an editor. Poor thing, didn't spell messages right. "Stop sending Hailey and I these messages. If you love me, screenshot this and repost everywhere." So the person had they wrote, "You are not in love with Hailey. You only married her to get back at SG. Plus, Hailey sleeps with men like Shawn Mendes for fame, and she's racist." And he dyed someone
you
else.
You guys, comments by celebs on Instagram is like everything.
Oh,
in that
it's so good. So then Justin wrote back to this person, "You're immature. The fact that you have an account dedicated to dissing my wife and I is absolutely absurd. Why would I dedicate my whole life to someone in marriage to get back at and my ex. Anyone who believes this is mean-spirited or 10 years old or younger because a logical person doesn't talk or think that, God, damn, he needs some punctuation. Or
no
think this way.
I don't think he ever went to school."
Oh, you should be ashamed of yourself, really. "I absolutely loved and love Selena. She will always hold a place in my heart, but I am head over heels," spelled wrong, "and in love with my wife, and she is absolutely the best thing that has ever happened to me, period. The fact that you want to spend your date..." Anyhow, basically,
Biebs,
people...
thou doth protest too much. The fact that he spent so much time clapping back, it kind of defeats the purpose.
Well, at the end, didn't he say something about how the grammar's bad?
He said people send all these hurtful messages. Immature, sick people send Hailey hurtful messages, like he always goes back to Selena, or Selena's better for him. You have no idea. And then he said, "You have no idea what my life is like and what's good for me. Hailey is my bride, period. If you don't like that or support that, that means you don't support me. And if you don't support me, you're not a fan." Or just on and on.
He
on.
Didn't apologize for his grammar.
I swear he didn't.
We can write an apology for him, or maybe Sarah can as her homework assignment now that she knows how to apologize.
Oh my God.
But people, I mean, the day before he had posted, he was talking about on Instagram, he said that he, you know, he's working on sustaining his marriage and becoming the father he wants to be. He had another emotional Instagram post. He's going through it.
Okay, excuse me, Sarah. In parentheses, "Grammar and punctuation will be terrible. Pretend it's a text where you don't care." That's what how he ended this note.
I always care in a text.
That's what my signature says.
That's what the Biebs ended this heartfelt confession to.
Well, then a source did tell us that Justin is extremely focused on his relationship with Hailey right now and himself. He wants to unconditionally show his love for her and everyone. I feel badly for them. I think they're young and in love.
His marriage is a ticking time bomb.
And we've heard from sources that he has all kinds of issues that he's working through before they have a big wedding ceremony or a baby. He wants to get on more stable ground. Mm-hmm. But he's still in the studio recording.
I need some more hits.
You need another
need.
What do you need?
I do, and Sorry, I Love Yourself.
Oh my God.
That album was fire.
Beauty and a Beat?
Yeah.
With Nicki Minaj?
Yeah, he's able to still crank out beats despite the very troubled waters. So,
I know, like, I'm kind of scared if he, like, goes on tour or whatever, because that's what he said in that Vogue story, that he had a very dark,
he was like, you know how rough that tour was for me. That's not happening anytime soon.
And I kind of don't like that he even brought up Selena, though, because I feel like that might trigger her. Like, this could have a chain reaction. Like, she has her own mental health struggles.
She needs to have one of those Taylor Swift, like, remove me from this narrative posts, because that would... One, that would give everyone something really exciting to write
I'd
about.
I'd be so for it.
Oh, my God. So how many breakup posts can we do from that?
Can we prep that story?
I just might.
But two, like, people keep trying to pair them together. The fans keep going into it. If she tells her fans, "I need you to stop doing this for my health," I think it would probably
that would
shut
be great.
Instead of, like, going after Hailey and trying to vilify her and make her feel bad. That's not right.
But Hailey's, like, racist tweets. It's tough to realize which are real and which are not.
I know. All these celebrities that we love so much, they've had, like, messed up tweets early in the years, but some to varying degrees. And I think also some of those tweets, I think some fans are fabricating some of that stuff because we have no idea where
the Jelena fan base is vicious.
Yeah, and they've got a lot of time on their hands.
Oh my God, go for Brody App. Brody Brown, Mr.
Wait, guys, we have just, like, one more quick story, but we have to talk about the insanity going on with The View.
The hot new couple alert.
So crazy. I mean, everyone was reading that Elizabeth Hasselbeck. I mean, she's not participating in this book that's coming out about The View, but Rosie O'Donnell sure did. And she's not happy about the way her quotes are being represented. But
fine words.
She was saying she thought there were underlying lesbian undertones on both her part and Elizabeth Hasselbeck's. She said...
On her part?
She said to the author, oh, honey, there's nothing underlying lesbian about you, Rosie O'Donnell. You and
there's
you
not
and,
even underlying straight woman.
No. So she said... To the author, who of course included it, I think this is something that will hurt her if you write it. She was the MVP of a Division I softball team for 2 years that won the finals. There are not many in my life girls with such athletic talent on sports teams that are traditionally male that aren't at least a little bit gay. First of all, Rosie, this is not something you say to her. This is something
terrible.
You say to your friend and like I'd say right. Travis, oh my God, look at that, like
look that, at that softball player.
Yeah, look at that women's basketball. Like you don't say that on the record to
author. The author of
like,
ladies who punch.
Rosie O'Donnell is not brand new. Like this is insane. And
trying to scare people from playing softball because they'll be deemed lesbians. It's not cute.
Yeah, she then made a weird basketball comparison and she like clarified she wasn't trying to kiss her. And then Elizabeth went to Fox and she was like,
it's my favorite.
She said she started praying. Oh, wait, no.
She immediately started praying.
She said she
I've
prayed.
I've used that 3 times already today.
She said, I pray now the Holy Spirit gives me the words to articulate this, but I think it can be addressed with both truth and grace. And she basically said that Rosie was objectifying her and it's disturbing and wrong. And she said she forgives her and she tried to reach out to her, but she doesn't have the number for her. And then Rosie wrote back, of course, because she can't stop and let anyone have the last word. And she said, hey, my crush on you was not sexual. Sorry you got scared. Surely recall before it all went wrong, I never objectified you. I did find you fantastic. I mean, these two had that crazy knockdown, drag-out fight in 2007.
For like a week.
Were you alive in 2007, Sarah?
I was.
Sarah Heron,
and you know what? 2007? I actually, growing up, had a Rosie O'Donnell doll for some reason that I have vague memories of when you
put. That sounds like it has underlying lesbian tones. You know who has Rosie O'Donnell dolls. No offense. That's what Rosie would say.
You
but
know,
that doesn't make any sense to me.
I don't think those are underlying, Sarah. I think we need to have a talk.
I don't know. I asked my mother, I guess. I had this doll, and when you squeezed it, if she would, like, say shit to
you. She screamed, don't look at me.
No, she would be like, I swear, one of them
was
like,
was it a League of Their Own?
No,
one of
them was like,
I remember which
one
you're talking about. It was from the Rosie O'Donnell show.
Okay.
It was from her talk show. I remember this doll.
When she was, like, America's
Sweetheart. Yeah, the Rosie O'Donnell, and I don't know why. I didn't watch that show. I was, like, really young. But I had this doll. I loved dolls.
And NSYNC made their first appearance on
the
show.
Yes, and I remember.
Well, Jenny Jones and then that.
When you squeezed it, it was Rosie's voice, and she would, like, say phrases to you.
But
I remember that doll.
It doesn't make any sense that Rosie is, like, talking about this. There are plenty of things she could have said about Elizabeth's politics and everything. And
other
how
than
she
that,
felt
she's
betrayed.
Sexy and probably a lesbian.
Yeah, but that was really strange. She's, like,
she was,
a little
like,
bit
Survivor
gay.
She was, on Survivor and played softball.
Oh, my God. Remember her on Survivor?
Yes, that was amazing.
She
That's
was
how
so
she started.
Good. I know. She was so great. But then their feud went on for years, and then this book is coming out, and Jenny McCarthy is talking about... All the drama between Whoopi
and
Barbara.
Yeah, I love people who don't vaccinate their children.
Okay, she's apologized for that.
No, she's still sticking to it. She said it works for me. She's still saying
Shut
it
up.
Works for
I
me.
Thought she said she apologized for what she found.
I really can't take the anti-vaxxers. Let's not even talk about
that. I know. Why did you even bring that up?
Sorry.
But
I thought she
that
apologized.
Gets brought up in the book and Star
the
Jones acting like a diva gets brought up. This book is going to be great if you've watched The View. And the little snippets we've read so far are good. But this Elizabeth and Rosie O'Donnell, everyone loves a rehashed feud.
True.
And this is a juicy one.
I'm ready for Elizabeth Hasselbeck's former lesbian lovers to come out of the closet, so to speak.
Oh, from her softball team.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We're like, oh, she was a little bit gay, all right, let me tell you.
My steamy night with Elizabeth.
Oh, my. You know what, Elizabeth, if she hears this, she's going to be
She's going to be praying for all of
she's
us.
She's going to be praying.
Get ready for the National Choir cover next week.
Yeah, well, that is pretty much,
you know,
two other things just to mention. Keeping Up with the Kardashians trailer came out today. And
I'll be watching.
It is fire. Lots of Khloe Kardashian sobbing and
hysterical.
Screaming and screaming, which is great.
At Tristan,
and
she should.
Somehow Jamie Foxx and Katie Holmes are still together.
What?
Spot is strolling through Central Park.
I love those two.
Why?
They must allegedly have an open relationship.
Don't you want more for Katie?
I think that she accepts what he is capable
the
of giving her.
The love she thinks she deserves.
And I think that...
Oh, my God.
No, I think that she has, other priorities, Surrey being one, her own like mental health being another. Like, I think that she's really happy to have him in her life as he is. And I I kind of love their love.
I think it's the perfect antidote to being married to Tom Cruise and the rest of Scientology.
Easy breezy, sexy,
she's
whatever.
She definitely doesn't want to get married, get wrapped up in any of that again.
No more contracts.
Yeah. Where is Shelley Miscavige?
Cheers to that.
Yeah, where? She's with this.
Sarah.
She's hot, dude. On that note.
Well, you are really trying to get in trouble this week. Well, on that note, thank you again for joining us for yet another chapter of our Hot Hollywood podcast. Please subscribe. Let us know in the comments what you want us to talk about. If we're missing something, hit us up on social media. Send us fan mail, hate mail. We are here, and we will talk to you again next week on the Hot Hollywood podcast. Thank you.